Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. Have you ever promised yourself that you would never do a certain thing? I think we all have. But life teaches us that even some of the things most detestable to us at one point are strangely attractive at another time in a different context. The people of Israel discovered this. I think they might have been forgiven for being annoyed with Moses. Moses was forever banging on about them not worshipping idols. He went on and on about it in the book of Deuteronomy. Had they not got the message already? Had they not already learned from their time in the desert? In Deuteronomy chapter 12, he commands them time and time again to destroy, smash, burn, and remove all idols in the land of the promise that they are about to enter. In chapter 12, verse 2, it says, "Destroy completely all the places on the high mountains, on the hills, and under every spreading tree, where the nations you are dispossessing worship their gods. Break down their altars, smash their sacred stones, and burn their Asherah poles in the fire. Cut down the idols of their gods and wipe out their names from those places." I dare say the Israelites responded at that time with a hearty Amen. But what does history reveal? Well, within a few generations, God's people were offering their children as sacrifices to Molech right in the heart of the land, just even in the surrounding parts of Jerusalem, in the valley of Hinnom. The valley of Hinnom contained the infamous pagan shrine of Topheth, where the people of Judah worshipped Baal. They burned their children in sacrifice to Molech. You'll see references to that in 2 Kings chapter 23, 2 Chronicles chapters 28 and 33, and Jeremiah talks about it in chapter 7, 19 and 32. Even the leaders of Israel participated in this. Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived, sacrificed one of his sons to Molech. Ahaz, in 2 Chronicles 28, the northern tribes took part in child sacrifice, and Manasseh, 2 Chronicles chapter 33. Many others also. They did what was furthest from the minds of the Israelites when they were gathered so eagerly on the east bank of the Jordan those years previously, as they looked across at the promised land. None of them thought they would be doing that. By the time of Jesus, the association with Molech, as well as the continual burning of refuse in the valley of Hinnom, had given it an even more sinister symbolism. Jesus said the fires in this valley represented the fires of everlasting judgment. Matthew 5 and 10 and 18 and 23, Mark chapter 9, Luke 12 and James chapter 3. How did the promises of Deuteronomy become such a nightmare? He says in verse 28, "Be careful to obey all these regulations I am giving you, so that it may always go well with you and your children after you." That's what God wanted, that it would always go well with his people and with the generations to come. How did it turn into such a nightmare? Well, we don't know all that went on in the minds of the later Israelites, but at the very least, this example should give us pause to be sober. As Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12, "So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall." The next time you find yourself hearing of some dastardly deed reported in the news, take a moment to reflect on how that could have been you. Or it could be you in the future, if you do not decisively deal with the drift of heart that can turn pure worship into the sacrifice of not just a child, but your own soul. I hope these thoughts have been an encouragement to you today, and God bless.